Change at Oglethorpe by Peter Morfoot, starring Michael Williams and Peter Davison. Episode 5, The Unquiet American.
Platform 2 for the 8:35, should be, thank you.
Rocket sounds chipper this morning.
Didn't have the usual last train to Boot Hill feel about it, did it?
Wonder why. I'll look in my cup in a moment. The tea leaves will give us the answer. I remember on one occasion...
Sorry, June. Must get stuck into this head office bump. The sod man cometh later on.
Ah, the how are you settling in a station senior chat? We've staged quite a few of those over the years.
I did it my way.
Can't think why.
Thank you, Points. Morning, fans.
Morning. Points. Arthur Sod's calling in later on.
So?
So, makeup off, so uniform on.
Why? He saw us in all me glory last week, didn't he? At the film show. And he never said no.
We were all off duty then.
Oh, I didn't know. Sacrifices of style goddesses have to put up with, man. Wagon wheel with me tea, June, please. There we are. Cheers. Can you change your eyeshadow, Points?
No, I got a band playing footy yesterday. Hey, you should see the other bloke.
Oh, yes, looks painful.
It's throbbing a bit, but nothing a few aspirins won't sort out, man.
I've just been reading about a marvellous form of natural healing. Come back when it's quiet, and I'm confident we'll be able to banish your pain without using any medicines at all.
Okay, I'll give it a whirl, I suppose.
Champion escape or piggy off punch?
Yo, pensioner!
Yeah, half time between here and ticket office. I wish you'd dug it out sooner.
What is it with you today, Rocket? You're cheerful.
I've had a bit of good news from America. My Uncle Ron's popped his clogs.
Another soul to the other side.
Aye, and he's left me so much...
I can see this is a time of mixed emotions for you, Rocket. On the one hand, joy, on the other, euphoria.
Well, life goes on, lad. And let's see. He emigrated from here in 1934. It is over 60 years since I actually spoke to old Uncle Ron. Went to work on the Chicago Northwestern, you know.
So what, you going to be copping off the old geezer then, like?
Something I've waited a long time for. Details on being this letter I got this morning. I'll open it in a bit.
Oh, God.
What are you looking at there, David?
Oh, I'd rather be reading my railway magazine, special on pre-war Yorkshire branch lines this month.
Oh,
I got sidetracked by this appalling rubbish from head office. New directions. Corporate junk speak all the way it is. I've counted 3 right-sizing the operation so far, and I'm only on page 2 of Guidelines for Shadow Franchise Holders.
Shadow Franchise? Can't understand a word they're on about.
Here's a good one. Fast track to the millennium. Meeting this challenge means taking the rail system...
I'm flogging it off piece by piece, buggers.
Yes. You know what we're going to have to put up with eventually, don't you? Welcome to Bachelor's Cup of Soup, London, King's Cross. The next train from Platform 10 will be the Kellogg's Pop-Tarts Flying Scotsman service to...
Sacrilege!
I must be ahead of my time. I've been doing announcements like that since I started here.
Yes. Better keep those in check today, Points. I don't think Mr. Sod would see the funny side of change at Sludgeby for all stations of the planet Zapper.
Oh, Rory Bremner. Didn't give up your dear job, David.
And I don't think he would appreciate your Platform 1 FM show either. Thank goodness your boom box thing's out of action.
Oh, got it repaired yesterday.
Oh, no.
Well, postpone Punkar until tomorrow, Points.
Postpone it, ban it altogether if it were up to me.
Well, I suppose...
Tomorrow, that's an order.
All right.
Yeah, where was I? Oh, no. Look at this. Positivizing a window of opportunity. Well, that's it. Chuck this lot in the bin, Points. I'm getting back into my railway mag.
What did your last slave die of?
Gratitude, I think it was. This is more like it.
Look at that. 30 feet away, that bin, and straight in, man. And I've only got one good eye this morning.
Ah, look at this photo rocket.
We're giving all applaud at once, like.
Oglethorpe Station, July 1934, with what looks like a Stania 3MT pulling a 6-car Digworth.
Pass it here. That's a Fowler 3MT. The boiler profile's different, for one thing.
Oh, yes, quite right. Beautiful engines.
Yeah. Now, that is a funny thing. The bloke standing next to the ladies' toilet in this old photo, it's my Uncle Ron. The one who died just this last Tuesday.
Do you know, it was last Tuesday, outside those same toilets, that I felt a sudden blast of wind. It was a celestial trumpet.
First time I've heard it called that. calling to me that Uncle Ron had finally slipped through to the other side.
Slipped through? Sliced through would be more like it. He got caught in the blaze of helicopter doing a charity parachute jump, tough bugger.
Oh, dear.
It's funny, you know. Looking at him standing there in this photograph, I'd forgotten what a rank, ugly-lugging old scrote he was.
Oh, that's no way to talk about. Good grief. Looks like a cross between Godzilla and...
David Mellor, that same cheesy grin.
You know, I could get in touch with him for you, Rocket, by lifting the veil to the mystical brightness beyond.
And then dropping it over his head for preference. No, don't bother, Sanjin. Right. Time to open letter. It'll be from our cousin York, Uncle Ron's lad.
Lad? How old is he, 75?
Yeah, Nobberton Nipper is 60. Dear Cousin George, the death of a loved one experience generates positives as well as negatives. What the hell's he on about?
Corporate junk speak again. It's a virus.
Positives, and one of these is that I shall shortly be actioning Dad's wish that his greatest treasure, old Betty, here we are, will soon be taking up residence with you. That calls for a slurp of tea.
Old Bessie, eh?
Dog? Or slurpies?
No! I don't believe it.
What's the matter?
David, I need a word.
Serendipity, that's a nice word.
No, in private. Sadly, it's fitting talking about Ron in this lot. He flew his pigeons from here years ago.
You know, workshops and so on are one thing, Rocket, but using the old Goods Ford office like this...
No time to compliment me on making a silk purse out of a sow's ear now, David. We shall make more important, John. It's my cousin York. He wants to visit me here at the station. Shut up, Horace.
Yes?
See, there's something he doesn't know. He thinks I'm the manager.
The manager?
And he's a bit off on how big the station is and all.
Uh-huh. So, Cousin York's going to turn up here expecting to find you in charge of the Ogle Valley's answer to Clapham Junction. Is that the idea?
More or less.
Well, he's going to be mightily disappointed, isn't he?
So will I. When he finds out things aren't what they're supposed to be, I can forget old Bessie for definite.
How did he get all these false impressions?
It's all his father's fault.
Uncle Ron made it up?
Oh, no, it were me. But it were his fault. Every letter I had from him over there, this were bigger, that were better. And then there was how well he were doing. Section control, he wasn't finished. Quiet, Nigel. So, just to keep that great ugly head of his on his shoulders, I exaggerated a bit about what were going up here.
You know, I can identify with this. Puts me in mind of my lecturing days in London. I lived a lie just like you. I promoted as gospel truth theories I knew were at least questionable, so as not to lose standing in the strictly demarcated intellectual camp to which I belonged. You see, although you wouldn't think it to look at me now, Rocket... I was a card-carrying post-structuralist with Lacanian tendencies for 3 solid years.
You bugger.
Yes. Of course, eventually, I cracked up under the strain. See what I'm saying?
You were a mad Nelly, we all know that.
I'm saying, tell the truth. Live the truth. It's the only way.
But I'll lose old Bessie.
Better to lose old Bessie than lose yourself, Rocket.
I suppose you're right.
That's the stuff.
Shame, no. Would have been grand watching Bessie steaming up and down out there.
Steaming?
Aye.
What do you mean, steaming?
Bessie's a Baldwin 260 tank engine.
Not one of the Baldwins with the Valshirts valve gear.
Improved Valshirts.
Shut up, Nigel.
That were Horace again.
Let me get this straight. Providing Cousin York's expectations of grandeur could somehow be accommodated when he visits here, you, and therefore indirectly Oglethorpe, would possess its very own steam locomotive?
Aye. But as you say, David, best to come clean.
Oh, stuff that. Let's go for it. If York expects to find you at the helm of Oglethorpe Central, that is what he shall find.
Well, if you feel... How?
Yes. He isn't arriving by rail, I hope.
Flying up to Leeds from Heathrow, then on by taxi.
Good. When?
Between 9 and 10 tonight. It'll be dark.
Cover of darkness, that's in our favour. Tonight?
You're feeling relaxed and sleepy. Sleepy and relaxed.
Do we have to have this music on? It's cack, man. I've got a Skunk and Nancy tape in the ticket office. Sit back. Now,
you're feeling sleepy and relaxed. Relaxed and sleepy. And after our session, the pain in your eyes...
Hey, and while you're at it, my guts are rotten.
And in your guts, stomach, will flow away on the tide. You're sleepy and relaxed.
Right, team, game on. Bacon, butty and a black coffee. June, please.
David, you're making me lose my flow and she's nearly under. Now, where was I?
Relaxed and sleepy.
Oh, yes. You're feeling...
Oglethorpe, I'll take these. Thank you.
This is hopeless.
Oh, thank God for that. Putrid and shite and putrid, that was.
Actually, June, before I get into more momentous things, I'm not sure that hypnosis should be on the brief encounter menu at all. Or indeed, any of the occult arts you practice here come to that.
Don't forget that this is my cafe. It's not traveller's fare. And there's never been a single complaint.
What about those two old bags from Ormondroyd?
Well, they don't count. Hypersensitive hysterics, the pair of them. Anyway...
Whoa, rewind. What were the old bags complaining about?
Well, it was... What do you call it? Summer solstice. So, June was sacrificing this pig. Although, to be fair, it was outside the left luggage, not in here.
David, I was not sacrificing a pig. I was merely putting it out of its misery.
What misery was it in?
Considerable. After she clouted it round the head with me skateboard.
It never felt a thing, honestly.
Uh-huh.
You're not living in Metropolitan Northwest 3 now, David. This is the countryside. It is far from uncommon in parts such as these... At sacred dawn, on solstice morn, when the sun is in the east, requiring blood, beast, to find...
And the porcine mercy killing outside left luggage.
Exactly. Bacon sandwich ready.
I think I'll just have a coffee. Fancy a butty points?
Oh, cheers.
Right, now, let's turn our attention to something of greater moment. Later on today, team, and I stress the word team, Oglethorpe is going to boldly go where it's never gone before. Our mission is to convince Rocket's cousin York that Oglethorpe is a large and important...
Had this nothing uniform on practically all day and Sod never even showed up, man.
Tragic.
Charming.
Right. Everything ready in the ticket office?
Might be.
Come on, points. PA mic turned on?
Check.
Your boombox plugged in?
Check.
My sound effects tapes?
Check.
And what about the strobe light?
Sorted.
Let's go and see what June's come up with. Rocket and our American friend should be here in a minute. Curtains drawn? Good. June, you look dramatic.
I think I have a look of Margaret Lockwood in The Wicked Lady in this outfit, don't you?
Yes. We're in trouble. She looks more like Betty Davis than whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Aye, frightening.
I wore this in Moll Flanders, you know, 1960... a few years ago. Third strumpet from the left outside the tavern in the opening scene I was.
Lovely. You don't think the outfit's just that little inch... Too tight? The makeup just a shade...
I thought you said York was a ladies' man, and that the plan revolved around me keeping him here for the duration.
Exactly.
The secret with a ladies' man, David, is not to look too much like a lady. Oh, they're here! Let's get a sneak preview.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I hope this York bloke doesn't look like his dad.
They couldn't be too like Uncle Ron. Point, ticket office.
Just a sec, man. Oh, dear. You're right. There couldn't be two like Uncle Ron. Uncle Ron looks like Cary Grant compared to this thing.
You're joking.
I'm sorry, David. Oh. The deal's off.
June, please. Point. Keep an eye out the window. Look. It's not as if you have to...
Give him one.
Just keep his mind off things.
It's not his mind I'm worried about.
All I'm asking you to do is use your acting skills, honed in all those great films I've thrilled to over the years.
Until last week, I didn't think you'd seen any of my films.
Of course I had. I just didn't remember you in them.
Oh.
And why didn't I remember you? Because you were never given the starring role you deserved. Still in the taxi?
Yeah. Looking for York's collar and knees, I should imagine.
But tonight, we can change all that. Think of it as Beauty and the Beast, or The Hunchback of Oglethorpe Holt. Your Maureen O'Hara to York's Charles Laughton. He'll be so dazzled he won't even think of venturing beyond these four walls. June, this could be the performance of your life.
My Maureen O'Hara.
They're getting ready to go, walkies.
All right, I'll do it.
Great.
Pick it up, here I come.
I'll make my entrance from the toilet.
Aye, have a Huey now, save time.
Good luck, everyone, and points. This is Oglethorpe Central, remember.
No worries.
Folk don't want it, you know.
Say, did the driver compute that I want him back here in an hour? Or he didn't acknowledge.
Well, he's a Barnsleyite, isn't he? Oh, let me introduce my assistant, Mr. Claire York Stevenson.
How do you do?
Hiya, Dave. Glad to meet you. Now, for sure, this isn't the depot's premier dining facility, is it?
Premier, no, but it is the most intimate.
Aha, an honor I'll treasure.
The proprietress, the very lovely Miss June Virgo, will be with us shortly.
Hey, now, she can't be a babe and a Virgo, can she? Know what I'm saying?
Yes, very amusing.
Well, excuse me, fellas, I'm just going to go freshen up.
Right. Oh, premier dining facility. Did you hear that? He's going to come out with right-sizing the operation any second. I know it.
Sorry, I missed my cue. Call of nature.
Oh, never mind. June, what's the strongest beer you have here? Otley's Chronic Moronic.
Oh, no. Bankston's Old Tajanadja is much stronger.
Tajanadja, right.
Oh, not behind the bar, David. Under the sink. It's the only thing that will descale the tea urn. Nervous?
Oh, it's not for me. It's for York. He's far too lively for my liking. We need to slow him down a little. Rocket, pour that into a glass, will you?
I'll warn you. If you try to get him legless, think on. His dad could shift more drink than Moby Dick.
Oh, I'll pour it into a pint glass and fill it up with vodka, then.
Well, go. June, what do you look like in that kettle?
Enormously attractive, Rocket.
Enormous happen. Still, York will be glad of out, won't he?
I'll walk, David.
June, no, you won't. You're a trooper. Rocket, shut up. You're an idiot.
Oh, David, you can be so masterful.
Drink ready. What's happened to sound effects on that, master?
Oh, God. Make sure Son of Moby gets stuck into his drink and keep them coming, June. Points!
Points?
Yes. Just telling the track gang to pay particular attention to the points. We're a very hands-on management team, aren't we, Mr. Stevenson?
Hands-on? Oh, aye. We have his hands-on regular. In fact, we never have his hands off, do we?
Well, hands-on is a core strand of our policy at Consolidated Pet Foods, too.
I thought it might be.
Of course, we believe right-sizing the operation is the
of
main...
Of course you do. Have a drink.
Yeah, get this down here, lad. Bankstone's Old
Tadcaster Ale. June Virgo, I run the joint, as they say in your country.
Ah, the very lovely Miss Virgo. Pardon me, I didn't see you standing there behind the water boiler. Well, you certainly got yourself an exciting dining concept here. A pilgrimage into the periodical amid all the high technorama that is the modern railroad complex.
Indeed. Where are you going?
Well, I thought I might just take a little peek at the station through the drapes here.
No!
Let's all sit down and get cozy. Don't often have the opportunity to entertain handsome strangers from America. Finish your ale, York, and I'll get you another.
Say you're talking my language, cutie. She's kind of big for that bawdy serving wench outfit, but oh, yes, sir, that's how I like 'em.
Good. Yeah, she's quite a lady, isn't she?
Does it for nuts, you know.
Rocket.
Maybe you boys would like to take a little walk around the depot later, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Gran?
I'm not sure that June would enjoy being, or indeed should enjoy being...
Drinks!
Oh, that Yorkshire hospitality I've heard so much about from Dad. Say now, you haven't closed down the services in memory of him, have you? It's as quiet as some little hick halt out there.
Oglethorpe Central.
At last.
We are sorry for the delay of the services. This was
you to a Dickie Boombox.
Dickie Boombox? Now, what the hell is that?
Dickie Boombox. He's the downline section controller. Must be having problems with his microprocessor. Routing ancillary.
Any road. The 2155 to Kuala Lumpur via Digweth calls from platform 12. Front 10 coaches Digweth, back 10 Kuala Lumpur.
Hey, that's quite some train.
Isn't it?
No, we haven't gone all over the shop from here. Tipperary, Constantinople, lump job, like you've just heard there.
Well, there we are. Lots of trains now.
Well, they sure got here in a hurry, didn't they?
Of course, you have high-speed links.
Yeah, oh, but you'll make a very poignant contrast with all the high-tech knick-knackery what we've got going off out there.
Hey, I'll drink to that. Oh, this ale sure cacks a peck. Packs a kick, don't it?
Oh, it's cacked quite a few picks at its time. Ideal for jet lag. Have another.
Say, is that lightning outside?
No, that's just the lights from the trains flashing past the windows.
Oh, sure.
Nice effect, David.
Thank you. The 2152 Bird's Eye Frozen Cod Pieces Express in Aberdeen calls from platform 23.
Bird's Eye Express? Well, privatization program's up to speed already, huh?
Well, we're at the cutting edge here.
Privatization is the best thing that could happen to the railroad. And to this whole goddamn country, right, you guys? Damn right.
Well, perhaps you'd like to look over the new directions presentation we were discussing earlier. June, would you get it? It's the one Miss Poynter put in the circular file this morning.
Circular file? Oh, the stuff she threw in the bin. As we call it. Certainly. We were so excited by it earlier. It may have got rather mangled, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's quite all right. Thanks, Junie.
Any time, Yorkie.
Hey, say, fellas, isn't it about time you were going for that turn around the depot, huh?
Come on, David.
What about the presentation?
I'll read it on the plane.
Well,
Here it is.
You miss me, honey?
Did Esmeralda miss Quasimodo?
The 2153 Spudulite Stopper to Scunthorpe and Stockholm. Oh, shite, that nothing repairman.
Oh, no.
What the hell happened?
All the trains coming and going are temporarily buggered. All the trains have been fixed and they'll be off again in a sec.
Trains are flashing past the windows, but there's no train.
It's an echo.
Perhaps it was lightning. I'll just go and...
All right, now just what the hell's going on here?
Beep-bop!
Oh, if this is some kind of cheesy trick...
York, kiss me.
Oh, get off me, fatso. I'm going to see for myself just what's behind those...
Hey, stop him!
No, let him look.
I can't trust your eyes after all that ale, York.
Oh, yeah? Well, suddenly I feel stone cold sober. Oglethorpe Central, my ass.
Points, forget it.
Two lousy platforms, cheap sound effects, and a strobe light.
Yes, the light. Look at it, York. See how rhythmically it flashes. It makes you feel relaxed and sleepy, sleepy and relaxed.
This will never work, Shush.
And still you stare at the light. I think he's under, David.
Brilliant tune.
Where am I?
Oh, no. Sorry, David.
I don't believe it. Undone by the real 2155 to Leeds.
Leeds? I'm getting the hell out of here. Forget that return taxi. And you can all forget old Bessie as well, and your jobs. Conspiracy! Fraud! I'm going to nail a lot of you, including your little accomplice on wheels here.
Oh, knock off, pigface.
Yes. June, York hasn't got a ticket. Quickly, use Point's skateboard to fetch him one.
Me? Well, there you go, June.
Like you fetched that other gentleman one on summer solstice morn, you know.
Summer solstice?
Now, just don't think this sudden show of hospitality changes anything.
June, sacrifice the pig.
What? Oh, yeah. Bush the bugger with me board. Knock his lights out. Oh, now I'm with you.
Don't you even think of trying to...
Oh, good
about it.
Slightly unorthodox, but that's got him under, all right. Let's get him into a chair and get those post-hypnotic suggestions rolling. Oglethorpe Central rides again.
When I'm finished with him, he'll think we make Waterloo in the rush hour look like a slow Sunday in Sludgeby.
Give us a hand with him, will you, Rocket?
Delight.
Oh, brilliant. June, better wake up, mister. This'll never work.
Leave it to me.
Oh, who can this be? Points, go and turn the strobe light off, will you?
Warp 6, Captain. Rocket, wake up.
Yes?
Ah, David, still there. Good. Sorry I didn't drop in earlier.
Quite all right, Mr. Sod.
Miss Virgo still in situ?
Yes.
We'll have our little settling in chat now, then.
Now? Oh, where are you?
Just stepping off the 2155. See you in a moment.
Oh. June, hold it. Sod's here.
No.
Yes.
What are we going to do with York?
What did you do with your other pig?
Well, first you need something to catch
Forget it.
Dear, but Sod's turned up.
I know. Rocket, are you with us?
I haven't been anywhere. What's empty York?
Later. Help June prop him up at that table and pray he doesn't come round for a while. Ah, Mr. Sod, nice to see you.
All still here? Oh, and you, George?
Evening.
Yes, weekly policy meeting. Only time we're not busy.
Very commendable. Good heavens, what's the matter with him?
3 bottles of Bankston's old TN, Mr. Sod.
Oh, yes. I know we're on duty today, but don't forget to call me Arthur, Miss Virgo.
June. Coffee?
Very nice, thank you, June. Carry on, David. Don't let me cramp your style. I'll just sit over here with our unconscious friend.
Yes, as you can see, we're kicking the new directions presentation around the table. The fast track to the millennium. Now, this is a particular favourite of mine.
What an evening. I thought Old Sol was never going to go, man. Good job York didn't come round until he had. Is he still here, David? Hey, there'll be a tenner on the meter and it hasn't even left the car park yet.
Rocket's still trying to convince York not to drop us in it by the look of things.
That probably would have been easier without Horace's contribution to the evening. Talk about adding insult to injury. Splatting on York's head just as he was getting the taxi. Oh, brilliant, man.
I certainly hope York doesn't want to take this any further.
Come on, David, sit down and cheer up.
Yes.
We did our best. We cannot win them all. I'm particularly disappointed my post-hypnotic suggestions didn't work.
Lucky try, June. Where would we have housed a steam locomotive anyway?
Well, here comes the rock man.
Hey! You know when Horace did his business on York's head?
Yes.
It was like he'd done it on purpose, wasn't it? Then it came back to me.
What did?
Why Uncle Ron emigrated to America in the first place. The great pigeon doping scandal of 1934. He left in disgrace. Horace was striking a blow for pigeons, past and present.
Pigeons, past and present?
Yeah, and it gave me an idea. Drugging animals isn't the best background for a bloke rising up the pet food ladder, is it? So I threatened to tell York's potties about it.
Blackmail? Well done, Rocket.
Threatening to disclose the family's guilty secret. The old stock motives are best. No agro for us, then.
Agro? It's better than that. We've done it. I've got a whole batch of...
Fantastic. Just a minute. Why didn't you think of this at the outset?
See, what Ron did were a terrible stain on the Stevenson family name. I suppose I must have blotted it out of my mind over the years.
Never mind. All's well that ends well. So, now we'll be getting old Bessie after all, David. Don't forget my deal.
Watch this.
Yes, had to offer Points and June a little added incentive for tonight's efforts, Rocket.
Remember, no more policing my activities here in briefing council.
Within reason.
Of course. Yeah, and you'll be glad to know, Rocket, I'll be doing me Platform 1 FM show for 3 hours a week. Not just one from now on.
Yeah, heck. I'm not going to secure old Bessie without the 3 Marx brothers if I'd have thought on.
Oh, glad you didn't. Hey, it was great fun, man. You know, you were magnificent tonight, David.
Not magnificent. Was I?
No.
Hey, compared with the other STOs we've had here, you were, man. I don't know how old Sod reckons you're settling in, but I think you're really becoming one of us.
Oh. Oh.
In episode 5 of Change at Oglethorpe, Rocket was played by Michael Williams, David by Peter Davison, June by Rosemary Martin, Points by Philippa Wilson, York by Don Fellows, and Mr. Sod by Chris Emmett. Change at Oglethorpe was written by Peter Morfoot and produced by Gareth Edwards.